So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, this is going to be real quick. I'm just heading up for the gym. It's a Friday. Happy Friday. Let's go get it. We just finished 4th of July. We had an incredible day of sales that just poured in like crazy. So quick little tip. Listen, next time there's a camp, there's a day that's coming, you know, whether it's a holiday, make up the day. If it's your birthday, don't make it up, but you know what I mean. Just come up with a day and call it something day and run a special offer, run a flash campaign, run a sale. I'm telling you, you're leaving money on the table right now. If you have more than 20, 30 people, 50 people, 100 people on your list, if you have a bunch of people that are on your Facebook profile, now's the time. Make offers. This is something that needs to be in your head. Do not waste time on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Oh gosh, it's so crazy. I had Instagram deleted for the last few days, 5 days. I just logged in yesterday just to do something, and then I'm going to delete the app again. And I'm telling you, the biggest mistake people are making is that they think that they need to do all of it. Guys, when I started out in online marketing, I was a morbidly obese fat kid that didn't have any confidence. And guess what? I made my first $1 million in 3 years because I mastered email marketing. Then I went and mastered webinars. I made my first $10 million. Then I mastered offer creation. So I made my first $20 million. Then I mastered building a team, a high-powered, high-performance team, being able to hire people, let go of people, have people for the long term. You know, I've got a couple of people on my team that have just been the bedrock of my company, and they've been with me for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, even 9 years. And this is what creates real business success. You know, it's the boring things that creates the breakthroughs. It is not about spending endless time scrolling on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, posting motivational messages. Like, this is not how you get customers. How you get customers is you have a funnel, you have an offer, you place ads, you get people to respond to those ads, you get them to raise their hand, and then you follow up with them via an email, a webinar, a live event, a consultation, a strategy session. This is how you make the big bucks. Okay, this is what I want you to focus on. Enough. If you are struggling to make money, if you are struggling with your business, if you are struggling, you need to detox and cleanse yourself from this social media epidemic. Okay, your ability to focus needs to be so on point. But when you wake up in the morning, you're focusing on the highest leverage money making activities for today, tomorrow, and the future. This is how you have to structure your day. You know, if you wake up and the first thing you do is roll over in your bed, pick up your phone, check WhatsApp, check Instagram, check Facebook, check Twitter, then get sucked into a YouTube video, and then you realize you're sucked into a YouTube video, so then you go to email, and then you realize, oh wow, there's so many different people emailing, and now you have to go and click on one link to another link to another link, and then before you know it, you realize you just wasted 2 hours of your day. Guys, this, I know this happens. If that's you, you need to put a stop to it, because for you to create massive business growth, you have to have the ability to solve other people's problems and get paid a profit. Okay, this is how you become financially free. Please listen up. I see so many good-hearted people, smart, educated people, people that want good for their families, for their husband, for their wife, for their kids. They get sucked into this social media epidemic. They get sucked into liking and commenting and scrolling and posting. All of this stuff is literally from the devil. All of this stuff is just evil. I mean, sure, there is some good in it, you know, if you use it for connecting and conversions, but if you're not generating leads every single day, if you're not making a ton of money, then what's the point of being on these platforms? First, use it to generate leads, then use those to convert, but don't make that your main conversion strategies. Webinars are 1,000 times more powerful than getting a Facebook or an Instagram like. That those likes don't mean nothing. You don't take those things to the bank. Secondly, email marketing, capturing people's leads is so much more important than doing anything. Like, there's nothing else more important than capturing someone's leads and then following up with them and building a relationship via email and then webinars and then videos. Forget social media for now. Most people, they're not even making 10 grand a month, which is literally, it's not even a lot of money. Once you make 10 grand a month and you make 50 grand a month, you realize now you're playing, you know, 10 grand a month just gets you in the game. 10 grand a month is not a lot of money. It's what gets you in the game. You need to be aiming high. How do you make $50,000, $100,000, $500,000 a month? Come on. You got this. Yo, I'm in your corner. I'm talking. When I do these rants, I'm also talking to myself. So I never think I'm better than anyone else. I just want to provide as much value. You know, I went from zero to over $30 million before the age of 30. I made a lot of mistakes, but I also did a lot of things right. And that's what has helped me grow very, very to, in some people's eyes, successful. And I'm telling you right now, you got to maintain your focus. You got to go and dominate one platform at a time. You know, just because you see someone who they're all over the place doesn't mean that you have to do that. Calm down. Get yourself centered. Go back. Go back to the journaling. Go back to writing on a piece of paper and asking yourself, hey, where do I really need to put my energy? Hey, what's actually got me results in the past? Hey, is being on Instagram 2 hours a day, checking out what everyone else is doing, is that the best use of my time? Is that what's going to change my life today, tomorrow, and in 3 years' time? You got to start thinking a little bit ahead. You know, in this game, in this industry, everything changes so fast. My goal is to get to $100 million a year in the next 3 years or less, and then scale that to $1 billion in the next 7 years. So I can't be wasting time, right? I got a big mission. I want to make Wealth Academy the go-to place for entrepreneurs, for people that want to learn how to create wealth and financial freedom. I don't have time to waste, and you need to be protecting your time. This is the only thing that we don't get. I hope you got this. I'm sitting in my car. Honestly, I'm running late for my gym session. But I just wanted to share this with you. Cut the fluff, the hype. Do the boring things that create breakthroughs. Go out and put your focus into one thing and one thing only. Hey, if you want to do Instagram, that's fine. Just double down on it. Go all in on it. But make sure you're doing the things that's important. Generating leads. Converting those leads. Making sales. Making bank. At the end of the day, if you're not making bank, you're wasting time. All right. I love you. Peace out. And I'll see you tomorrow's podcast. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.